Lucero. Anderson with 7 points, 96-74 with 3:09 left. Rex, do you still think we'll hit the century mark?
Well, if we can average about 1 point every minute now, we'll probably make it, Larry.
What about CEU?
I think they'll probably make about 82.
Okay. Prediction. Tom Hansen into the lineup. To sit down is John Baca, and Gordon Anderson goes to a forward. A little bigger lineup right now. A little bit of an experiment. Lucero back into the lineup. Newball back into the lineup for CEU. Man-to-man defense. Goes at the angle. In deep to Lucero. Knocked away by Heaps. Touched last by Heaps. Out of bounds with 3 minutes left to CEU. Inbounds comes to Paul Gask. 2:58 left in the ball game. To Newbold, lob pass in deep to Miller, lays it up short off the bottom of the rim, rebound on the floor, taken away by Miller with the right hand, no good. Personal foul will be on whom, Anderson or Hansen? On Hansen. Over the back of Kevin Miller, and Miller will be at the free throw line to shoot 1-1 or 2, let's check. Shooting 2, Miller already 0-4-6 tonight, but does have 3 baskets. Shot up and hangs and falls. Miller, after not hitting 3 shots, missing 3 shots, hits 2 consecutively. Kevin Miller with 8 points, cuts the margin to 20, 96-76. Heaps into forecourt, looks for help. Wants to get it to somebody, gets it cross court to Anderson. To Fulmer, all alone, layup good. Fulmer with a career high 10 points, making 98-76, Dixie. Here comes Lucero on the left side. It goes to Miller. Miller driving. Shot no good. Offensive foul. Kevin Miller. Miller with his 4th personal foul. Turnover by CEU, and Dixie with the basketball with 2:30 left in the game. Getting off the bench is Burge. Burge to come into the lineup soon. Keener across the 10-second line. Goes to Brad Heaps. Heaps looks for help. Cross court to Gordon Keener. Keener, low post to Hansen. Turn around with the right hand. Shot no good. Foul on Ensign. Into the lineup comes Burge. And Ensign goes out of the lineup with 5 personal fouls. Oh, yes, that is 5. Craig Hammer came off the bench, or did not come off the bench, started tonight. The leading scorer for Dixie, and will boost that margin a little more. 10 field goals, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, 23 points unofficially. David Rose, outstanding night, his season high, 9 field goals, missed his only free throw, a total of 18 points. Tim Fulmer, a career high at Dixie College, 5 field goals, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points for the Dixie High School grad, and outstanding performance by Tim Fulmer, a big plus. We'll be back and take a look at what's ahead for Dixie High School and Dixie College after this. You know, Ross and Buck.
Jim Singleton putting on an exhibition. 15 points already for Jim Singleton. Heaps at the top of the key to Rose, back out in front. Hurst from 15, good! Bruce Hurst almost matching, 13 points for Big Bruce, 25-23. Dixie with a 2-point lead again. Yockey against Heaps. Yockey looks for help, can't find anybody. Jump ball called. Yockey and Heaps. Paul Conrad, obviously upset, coming out of the lineup is Ortiz, coming into the lineup for the first time is number 51, Dave Lindhorst. So the 6'6 man goes out, and 6'3 Lindhorst comes in. Going out for a breather is Bruce Hurst, coming in is John Bockham. The jump at center court between Yockey and Heaps, if it's controlled by Dixie, is a turnover. Controlled by Dixie, Gramillion in backcourt to David Rose. Turnover by CNCC at the angle to John Bockham. To David Rose. Rose at the top of the key. Jump shot short off to the right. Rebound tapped around over the basket. To Yockey. Lead pass to William Hall. Hall against Heaps. Leaves it for Lindhorst. Knocked away by Rose. David Rose playing outstanding quick defense the last two nights. 25-23. Dixie with that 2-point lead. Yockey to inbounds. Does so to Riggins. Riggins has the ball knocked away by Bockham. Picks it up again out in front to Hall. Cross court it goes to Yockey. Long jump shot. Good. And Andy Yockey with his 2nd basket. CNCC ties the ball game at 25, and believe it or not, only 3 men have scored for CNCC. Yockey, Singleton, and Riggins. Who else needs to right now? Tim Fulmer at the angle, out in front to Dave Rose at the point at the left side to Brad Heaps. Heaps at the point to David Rose. Rose starts to make the move, can't get the shot away to Fulmer at the angle. And a personal foul on William Hall, or is it against David Rose? Apparently, on John Bauckham, not on Rose. Bauckham, a moving screen. Turnover by Dixie on the offensive foul. And the officials will go shoot it. One-on-one situation coming up for Hall, ruling that the moving screen took place while the ball was being passed. And Hall to shoot one-on-one to give CNCC a lead. Needs the first to get the second. 8:22 left in the first half. And Colorado Northwestern playing well. Shot good. Can they shoot this well throughout the entire ball game? They possibly can. This CNCC ball club can shoot. They did last year. Second shot by Hall is up and short. Rebound, Tim Fulmer. 26-25, Colorado Northwestern with the lead. Bauckham into forecourt with a pass to Rose. Back to Bauckham at the point at the left side. Heaps from 20, shot good. Brad Heaps with his third basket gives Dixie the lead, 27-26 with 8:05 left in the first half. Hall looks for help out in front. It goes to Riggins. Jump shot from 18, good. And Curtis Riggins with four baskets. 28-27, Colorado Northwestern takes the lead again. Heaps goes to the angle, looks for help. Out in front to David Rose, to the high post to Bauckham. Bauckham into the corner, Brad Heaps, jump shot. No good, rebound Chameleon, head fakes. Back to the basket, shot no good, but personal foul will be on Lindhorst. Lindhorst with his first personal. Team foul number four, is it on the rebound or on the shot? On the rebound, so common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Coming out is Fulmer, back in is Hammer. Coming out is Lindhorst, back in is Jim Singleton. Singleton to take a breather, and now is back in. Outstanding shooter, Singleton. Hammer to inbounds, looks for help. Underneath to Gramillion, along the baseline. Muscles with the right hand, short, rebound tapped around. Gramillion with a basketball. And personal foul will be on Gramillion instead of Ortiz, who's back into the lineup. Ortiz and Gramillion jumping for the basketball, and Gramillion picks up personal foul number one. And to the free throw line to shoot one and one is Mauricio Ortiz. Mauricio Ortiz. I just got a cheer from the cheering section over there. Ortiz shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Hammer. Hammer quickly to Bauckham into forecourt to Rose from the baseline. Left alone, shot no good. Rebound Gramillion, shot no good. Foul on Riggins. This time it'll be a shooting violation. Riggins with personal foul number one, and at the free throw line, Rich Gramillion to shoot two. 15 foul on CNCC. Bruce Hurst to come into the lineup. Hurst to replace whom? John Bauckham. Bauckham goes out, Hurst comes in. Gramillion, so far tonight, has the first basket for Dixie. First shot is up and too long, and Gramillion misses the first free throw. To tie the ball game with the second one with 7:29 left in the first half. Gramillion, second shot is up and hangs and will not fall. Rebound, Ortiz, and Gramillion misses two foul shots. Lead pass into forecourt to William Hall. Back to Yaki. Yaki against the 2-3 zone. CNCC with a one-point lead, 28-27. At the angle to Singleton. Singleton out in front to Yaki. Colorado Northwestern trying to draw Dixie out of that zone, and Coach Neil Roberts, with that zone, may have taken a little of the starch out of CNCC's offense. Let's see if they can crank it up again. Colorado Northwestern into a little bit of a four-quarter spread offense. Hall to Riggins, loses the basketball out of bounds. Riggins tried to move with the basketball before he had the pass. 6:58 left in the first half, and Dixie with the basketball. David Rose across the 10-second line. Rose at the angle to Bruce Hurst, trying to get it in deep. Cannot against that 1-3-1 zone to Hammer. Hammer has yet to hit a field goal tonight. To David Rose in the corner. Brad Heaps had a notion, didn't take the shot. To Rose, to Hammer from the free throw line. Shot good. Craig Hammer with 4 points on his first basket and plus the two free throws earlier. 29-28. Lob pass to Ortiz under the basket. Shot blocked by Hammer. Foul called instead of the jump ball. Bruce Hurst pleading with the official. Hurst with personal foul number two, and the fans do not like it. At the free throw line to shoot two is Ortiz, and Neil Roberts up, prowling the side court. Upset with that call. Ortiz at the free throw line is 0 for 1, shot good. This time he has his first point. Ortiz ties the ball game at 29. Mauricio Ortiz, second shot is up and good. And Ortiz with two free throws gives CNCC a 30-29 lead. Heaps comes to the point, looks for help, gets it to Dave Rose. Rose at the angle to Bruce Hurst. Hurst in deep to Gramellian. Gramellian wants to make the move to Rose from the angle. 15 feet, good. David Rose with the basket. Third of the night, 31-30. Dixie with the lead. Hall head fakes in deep to Ortiz against Gramellian. Jump shot short. Rebound brought down by Rose. 3-on-3 fast break at the wing to Hammer. Hammer jump shot from 5 will not fall. Tap brought down by Andy Yockey. CMCC with the basketball. Coming the other way, William Hall. Lob pass goes to number 43, Singleton, who alley-oops it in. Singleton with 8 baskets and Colorado Northwestern with its 32-31. 1 point lead. Hurst at the angle. Out in front to Rose. Rose back to Hammer. Hammer looks for help. Backs away from trouble. Now goes to Rose. Rose looks for help. Back to Hammer. Hammer at the point to Rose. Rose from 18. Shot good. Colorado Northwestern blistering the Nets and Dixie staying with them right now. 33-32. Dixie with a 1 point lead with 5:21 left in the half. 2-3 zone by Dixie. Singleton cross court to Yockey. Yockey has a notion, can shoot from out there to William Hall, to Jim Singleton from 22, shot short off the front of the rim, rebound Riggins, up and in, Riggins with his fifth basket. 34-33, Colorado Northwestern with the lead. Look at it the other way. Dixie shooting well, and CMCC not letting go. In deep to Gramellian, shot up, no good. Gramellian picks up the offensive foul. The basket went in, but Gramellian picked up the offensive foul ahead of time, and Neil Roberts up giving the official an earful right now. A little bit of an acting job by Colorado Northwestern as they're clamping down on Gramellian in deep, trying to keep that height advantage away. Brad Boyle into the lineup, replacing Gramellian across the 10-second line. Comes Hall, 2-3 zone. Dixie down by one at CMCC, backs away. Goes into the four corners. Dixie now out of that zone defense to the man-to-man, and Colorado Northwestern may just hang with that four-corner offense right now. To Riggins, to William Hall. Hall working against David Rose. Hall looks for help. Hall on the right side to Andy Yockey. Yockey starts to make the move, drives, ball knocked away by Slaymaker, picked up by Hurst. Back to Slaymaker, 4-on-3, fast break. Slaymaker down the keyhole to Rose, 10 feet out along the baseline, good! Rose with basket number 5, 35-34, Dixie by 1 with 4:10 left in the first half. Andy Yockey leaves it for William Hall. Hall looks for help. Hall driving down the keyhole, drive, shot deflected by Rose, picked out of the air by Boyle to Bruce Hurst. Hurst up for the layup, blocked, no goaltending. The ball was blocked off the backboard and no goaltending against CMCC. The other way, Singleton shot up, no good, rebound off the hands of Hurst, out of bounds to CMCC, and Neil Roberts is beside himself. Hurst is arguing nose-to-nose with the official, and the back official may have called a goaltending. We'll wait and see. Nope, it was the back official who was trailing the play, said it was off the knee of Colorado Northwestern, and now Paul Conrad is upset. One official said it was out of bounds to Dixie, one to CMCC, and Paul Conrad says, how about the jump ball instead of Dixie with a basketball? Poor calls in both cases. Driving Rose, jump shot, hangs and falls. Two extremely poor officiating calls across the 10-second line, and one does damage to each ball club. Jump shot by Riggins, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked off by Riggins. Jump shot, up and short. Rebound, taken away by Boyle. Boyle, ball knocked away, picks it up, reaching in. No foul called. Finally, a foul call by CNCC as Riggins obviously got him across the wrist. Things are out of control, official-wise. Right now, 16 foul, and that should be a common foul out of bounds to Dixie. It's side court, and the officials are going. Timeout called by College of Eastern Utah with 2:19 left in the ballgame, 98-76. Dixie with the lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Before and after the game, when you need a cool drink or...
Free throw line to shoot two on that attempted shot that was blocked. 1.4 point per game average on the year, the lowest scorer for Dixie College and Big Tom. First shot is up and hangs on the back of the rim and will not fall. Hanson misses the first. Has some fans rooting for him with 2:19 left. Sam Sampson, a little applause down the sidelines. Shot up and no good. Rebound Anderson. Head fakes with the right hand. Bank shot. Falls. That's what the fans were looking for. 100-76. End of the corner goes to Lucero.
Lob pass in deep. Turnaround with a right hand by Johnson. No good. Foul by Fulmer. Fulmer picks up personal foul number one. Rex just leaned over to me and gave a prediction of 104-82 with about 3 minutes left. Right, Rex?
Right. That's what it's going to be, Larry. I'm going to give me 145 whoppers.
Got to talk to Joel Adams about that. Dave Johnson at the free throw line. Shot short. Johnson now 0 for 4 from the free throw line. A total of 12 points. 2 minutes left in the game. Second shot short. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. So Johnson misses five from the free throw line tonight. Anderson into the forecourt quickly to Gordon Keener. Keener looks for help. Keener wants to get it to the postman, to Hansen. Gets it to Heaps instead. Heaps down the sidelines to Fulmer. Fulmer wants to get it to Anderson or Hansen. Now Fulmer out in front to Gordon Keener. Keener head fakes. Little motion play in deep. Keener, big step, tries to get it to Anderson. Got it away off his ankles. Picked up by CEU. CEU with a basketball. Minute 30 left. And Dixie with a 176 lead. Cross court, it goes to Lucero. Turn around with the right hand. Doesn't take the shot. Instead, out in front, Newbold shot. Hangs, will not fall. Rebound tapped around on the floor. Diving for the basketball of CEU. And personal foul will be on CEU's number 42, Gino Lucero. As bodies went flying, and Lucero picks up personal foul number three, flat on his face. Nose scuffed up a little bit, and to the free throw line will go Gordon Keener. Missed his only free throw tonight. Keener has not played that much. Normally an outstanding shooter, has not been shooting that well since the Christmas holidays. 1-1. First shot is up and good. Keener with his first shot of the night, 101-76. Keener averaging 2.5 points a game on the season coming into this week's play. 101-76, make it 102-76. Keener 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Across the 10-second line comes Gask. Gask at the top of the key. Lob pass, deflected, taken away by Hansen. Lead pass to Keener. 3-on-1. Keener lays it up with the right hand. 104-76, 1 minute left in the ball game. Gask across the 10-second line, almost carries the basketball, whirls against Keener, ball knocked away. Gask gets it back out in front to Lucero, travels as he starts to make the move. Coach Kurt Jansen of College of Eastern Utah just quietly sitting along the sidelines, realizing that Arthur Robinson is the man they could have used so much here in the second half to even make any hope of a run. Keener gets around his man. Keener into the corner to Tom Hansen. Wants to get it in deeper, but cannot to Keener. Keener looks for help with 42 seconds left. 3-second violation. Turnover by Dixie. 42 seconds left in the ball game, and Fulmer almost picked up a technical foul by shooting the ball after it was dead. Lucero, lob pass, deflected. Taken away by Anderson, taken back by Lucero. Personal foul on Lucero. And Lucero looks upset. Personal foul number 4 on Lucero. For all honesty, Arthur Robinson may or may not have been able to help, and Coach Kurt Jansen hollers at his ballplayers, come on, let's get some semblance of order here. Coming down the wire, 33 seconds left, and at the free throw line will be Gordon Anderson. Anderson, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Needs the first to get the second. Does not have the first. Rebound, Fulmer, shot no good. Followed by Anderson, no good. Rebound brought down by Dave Johnson. Quickly to Gask. Gask on the right side. It goes to Burge. Blocked away. Correction, Newbold. Blocked away by Fulmer. Goaltending, and give the basket to Newbold. Newbold with basket number 2 on the night. Quickly to Fulmer. Fulmer with the layup. Good! Fulmer with 12 points, 106-78. Keener picks up the personal foul on Gask, hooks him with an A, and Keener with personal foul number 2. Gask to the free throw line to shoot 1-on-1 with 11 seconds left. A few fans starting to leave, but not very many, just a handful. I think a lot of people would like to see what this final score is going to be, and Rex, you missed Dixie. You might get CEU, shot by Gask, no good, rebound. On the floor, picked off by Gordon Anderson. Ball stolen, laid up by Johnson, followed by Gask, no good. Rebound to Gask, shot no good. Tap, no good. Tap, no good. Dixie, as CEU had 4 guys against Gordon Anderson, couldn't get the rebound up and in. Kurt Jensen shakes hands with Neil Roberts. And the CEU ball club will try to regroup in time to face Snow College. David Rose goes over to talk to Arthur Robinson, who is already dressed and limping towards the sidelines. Came back out of the locker room. Final score, Dixie 106, College of Eastern Utah 78. Stay tuned for the postgame show.
After the ball game, let's go to the Taco Time for some of their delicious food. All during the month of January and February, Taco Time is offering to you a very special special. Every Wednesday of the month from 5 till 8 p.m., every single food item will be half price. That's right. Where can you go in town to get a meal like you can at Taco Time for only half price? Don't forget, every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. at Taco Time.
This has been Dixie College Basketball on the air with the Runnin' Rebels. This game broadcast has been brought to you in part by Dixie Realtors, Olson Levitt Insurance Agency, Burger King, Dixie Lube Center, and by the Taco Time. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up.
Dixie College rambling to a 106-78 victory, and some of the Dixie College and College of Eastern Utah ball players, as the fans start to pour out, they are trapped away from getting into their own locker rooms as the fans are there. And we're not sure exactly how serious the ankle injury is to Arthur Robinson, but he is dressed and is dressed early. Final score 106-78. Dixie falling behind early to College of Eastern Utah, and then Dixie just continued to press and press and press, and with their outstanding play tonight, finally came back and took the lead. Down at 1.7-4, Dixie ran off 8 straight points to take the lead and were never headed from that point on. Never closer than 3 points the rest of the way in the first half. CEU finally fell behind by as much as 12 points, and then at halftime, Dixie with a commanding lead as Dixie came up with a 54-40 lead, 14-point lead at halftime, and then just continued to roll from that point. CEU brought it back down to within 10 points in the second half, only to see Dixie pull away again. And with some of the reserves playing over the last 8 minutes, Dixie was able to get some good experience for the Rebel reserves. We'll be back and take a look at final statistics after this.
Even contractors shop Hearst Ace Hardware because they know that the stock is complete at Hearst and they can buy cheaper even than some of the professional discounts at other places. Oh, Hearst Ace Hardware on Sunshine Square. Oh, they have about everything a hardware man would need. Skill saws and blades. How about wire and rope and bicycle parts and accessories and faucets and all the repair parts, stem seats, even parts of the old-fashioned kind. So when it comes to hardware needs, see Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware first on Sunshine Square. They'll like it.
I just hollered down to Art Robinson to find out how bad his ankle was, and he says pretty bad. He is up on it. He doesn't need crutches, but it is obviously painful, and I'm sure it's been wrapped, and he is limping, and he says it feels pretty bad, but he's not sure exactly how bad or how serious the injury is now. It'd be a terrible break or sprain or whatever for College of Eastern Utah without Arthur Robinson, a much improved ball player, a little bit slimmer, much more active this year than he was last year, and he was pretty active last year. Outstanding first half with 12 points. Rex, you had some statistics. You and Carolyn have been slaving away over the numbers. Okay, what is that consultation going on?
I just had to tell her I loved her. Okay, Larry, just going over some...
Nice thing you said all night.
Thanks a lot. Go over some of these statistics. It was a tremendous night and a shooting percentage wise here for Dixie College, and anybody that can shoot this well tonight as Dixie did tonight, they've got to go a long ways during the season. As we look at some of these the statistics, like Rose, he was 9 for 10 from the field, 90%er, and that's a tremendous shooting percentage. Like Baucom, he was 2 for 3, Gramillion 1 for 3, Hearst had 8 for 11, Hammer 10 for 14. And Fulmer came in off the bench and scored 5 for 5, and just a tremendous shooting ability tonight on behalf of all the Rebels. Turnovers in the second half got just a little bit sloppy as compared to the first half. Dixie only had a total of 8, and CEU had a total of 7 in the first half, but ended up Dixie with a total of 24 and CEU with a total of 22. So as the tempo picked up and the momentum picked up, the turnovers also picked up. Once again, Dixie had 24 turnovers, CEU had a total of 22. And in the rebounds, that was where Dixie was tough tonight, getting the second and third shots where CEU was being held completely out of the keyhole. And in the rebounds, Dixie pulled down a total of 48 boards and CEU a total of 36. Dixie had a total of 23 in the first half, but come back with a total of 25 here in the second half. And CU only had a total of 17 in the first half and come back with 19 in the second half. So overall, CU was balanced compared to their ball play in the first and second half, but completely outplayed by Dixie. And the way the game started out, you'd think that Dixie was going to completely blow CEU off the floor, but that wasn't the case. And CEU came down here to play ball, and however, they just wasn't able to play as fast as Dixie was able to play. And Dixie, one thing that amazes me about Dixie, every game that they come into, they're always usually able to contain the tempo of every game that they play. And you know, once, I'm sure that's what Coach Roberts wants them to do, because once they start playing their style of game and start running like they're used to, watch out for everybody that plays the Rebels.
Rex, I think there was some encouragement tonight for the Rebels, a little more bench strength shown tonight to some of the guys who have been coming in and putting breaks to the offense, who suddenly come in and been a help tonight, and that was a plus. So Tim Fulmer, for example, that sure helped to get a few baskets under his belt. Now he looks red hot, 33% from the field coming into tonight, and much better tonight.
Yes, that's true, and of course that's what I'm sure they work a lot, and everybody wants to give their bench a lot of strength, because going into the playoffs, you know, you never know when they're going to need them. And one player that really impressed me tonight was Brad Boyle, you know, and he came in, as well as Gordon Anderson, but Brad Boyle came in and pulled down a total of 9 rebounds in just the short time that he was there, and Anderson did likewise, and that was a big contribution to the 48 rebounds that the entire Rebel team had.
One big experiment that Coach Roberts was looking for was Gordon Anderson at a forward tonight. Gordon Anderson playing much better at a forward. The ball handling for a forward isn't quite there yet, but it's getting close, and Gordon Anderson can be a big, rugged forward if Anderson and Gramillion get in there at the same time, or even Tom Hansen, who didn't show that well tonight, but can muscle a little bit. That could be a big front line for Dixie.
Yes, it could. And I'm, you know, with the experience that they can get coming off the bench like that and working one with another and working throughout the entire week, you know, they're going to have a tough front line. And, you know, they don't get to play that much during the ball game, but when they get those leads and come off, and no matter who it is, whether Coach Roberts pulls Gramillion out or brings in Bauckham or Boyle or Anderson, each one of them is just about equal as far as statistics and shooting ability goes. So no matter who he goes to, he's going to have a strong forward or a strong postman.
Let's take a look at the final scoring statistics, unofficially, of course. Paul Gask, who came off the bench as a guard, did not score tonight. Kelly Newbold came off the bench and substituting for Arthur Robinson. 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points tonight. Craig Ensign fouled out with 2:19 left in the ball game. 2 field goals for a total of 4 points tonight for Ensign. Let's double check here. Gino Lucero with 4 field goals, a total of 8 points tonight for Lucero. Bob Burge came off the bench, hit 4 field goals, a total of 8 points. Kevin Miller, starting at center tonight, hit 3 field goals, 2 for 8 from the free throw line, a mere 25%, and a total of 8 points tonight. Dave Johnson, a young man from East High School, teammates of Gramillion and Boyle at East High School. Dave Johnson with 6 field goals, 0 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Gary Huber with 6 field goals and a total of 12 points tonight. Huber with an outstanding night, one of the few CEU ball players that really gave Dixie a lot of problems. Bryant Henry with 4 field goals, a total of 8 points. And this is the big story. Arthur Robinson with how serious an ankle injury? We're not sure, but it's very, very painful right now. All of his scoring in the first half, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. CEU with 3 men in double figures. 4 more with 8 points, and 1 more with 6, so it's good balance, but it was quite a few points less than Dixie. The Rebels, on the other hand, let's take a look. Gordon Keener came off the bench, did a field goal, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points tonight. Tom Hansen missed his only 2 free throws, did not score. John Bauckham did not score, missing 1 free throw. Brad Heaps hit a basket for 2 points. Gordon Anderson came off the bench for 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Eric Slaymaker started off like he was going to have another career high above that 22 points he hit last time out. Did not play that much in the second half. Went more to a ball-handling role tonight and found some big men underneath, and Eric Slaymaker finishes with 4 field goals, all in the first half, a total of 8 points. Rich Gremillion playing mostly in the first half, a field goal, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. Brad Boyle outstanding in relief, 2 field goals, 7 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 11 points tonight for Brad Boyle. Bruce Hurst in foul trouble much of the ball game, still finished with 8 field goals, a total of 16 points.